Sunshine FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-GO03, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 26th of July, on our way to 103 today with heat index readings 105 to 108. So stay in the shade and keep as cool as you possibly can out there. Be safe. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker by Gina Sheevy. Gina, lead organizer for Front Porch Jams and the second jam of the summer season coming up this Friday evening. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here with you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. Well, let's see. First, let's get to some moving and adjusting and pivoting that will be taking place this Friday, Gina.
Absolutely. So as you know, on Front Porch Jams, we definitely like to gather on local porches. But due to the extreme heat, out of concern for the health of our attendees and performers, we are moving the event to the VFW Post 1980 on Graphic Arts in Emporia. They have graciously and generously offered their space to us. We are definitely in their debt, so please give your props and thanks to Emporia VFW Post 1980 for allowing us to pack the house. And that means no chairs or coolers, but we will have the comfort of air conditioning and an incredible musical lineup for a worthy cause.
I think that's a pretty good trade-off, all things considered.
Absolutely, it is. Best scenario that we could definitely pivot with in the last 24 hours. And we're just so grateful, so grateful.
Gina, what does it mean for you to bring this back to the community? I mean, you know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, in a couple of your past interviews about, you know, how this has grown here, you know, over the last, you know, year or two, and really the interest that folks have for just kind of getting a chance to sit down and gather in this type of a format.
It's just a great way to come together for a common good, and I think that in general, I just believe that everyone is good at their core, and I think people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, and that is, I believe, what this particular organization brings to the table is getting to highlight these local musicians that are so, so talented, getting to enjoy community and meeting people and just gathering with people, and then, of course, getting to support something that we can all that we all surround. You know, that there are things that are local in our own community that we're trying to help grow. And I think that there's just nothing but good things that can come from that.
We all need that Gina Sheevy outlook. Everyone is good at the core. Let's keep that in mind.
I like that.
Yes, indeed. So Front Porch Jams VFW this Friday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on Graphic Arts Road. Well, let's talk about some of the performers who will be entertaining us. Gina?
Oh, my goodness. You guys. So the the musicians that we have coming, we have a couple of new faces that haven't been on the Front Porch Jam stage yet, but that everyone kind of knows in this area. So first of all, I want to shout out to Hank Osterhout, who we know from Kansas Free for Arts. He puts on the Halfway to Everywhere concert series, is a great mover and shaker in the community, bringing local and live musicians and live music events to Emporia. So we're so glad that he's going to be able to join us as a performer. And if you haven't gotten to hear Hank and see him perform, that's going to be a real treat. And then I just feel like all of his friends are coming. So Riley Day, who we know is an instructor at Emporia High School, incredible talent on his own. I've had the privilege of being able to not only work with him, but play with him before, and he has come to the Front Porch Jam stage before many years back, so just glad to be able to have him back. Sarah Bays and Bob Hazelhoon, maybe I recruited some people from Emporia High. I don't know, but I used to work with all of them, and I really enjoy all of them. But Sarah and Bob have put together as Bazelhoon, is what they call themselves, and incredible talents. I mean, all of you know them, and they give so much to this community in the terms of entertainment and high-quality entertainment at that. But musicians in their own right, great, wonderful artists in their own right, and we just cannot wait to hear them. And then last but not least is Sam and the Firewatchers, longtime local talent that we've had. They do a lot of bluegrass, a wonderful acoustic set. Sam Bland, as we know, as we've seen him at the Emporia Granada, or the Granada Theater, helping out with sound and things there. But they play all over. They have a couple of albums out, and we're just so glad to have them back on the Front Porch Jam stage. Years ago, when Flint Hills Music used to do the Live in the Lot, I opened for Sam and the Firewatchers like 3 years in a row, and we made a good friendship from that. And so this is just a gathering of a bunch of people I love and that can play and really up the bar for what we're all trying to do with live music. So
you love a lot of talented people. That's a good thing.
I do. Yeah. I'm very blessed to be surrounded with them.
Will Gina be on the stage Friday?
I will. Okay. I will always, you know, my husband is my partner in crime here, and he's like, hey, you need to make sure you get to play a few yourself. I'm like, all right. He's running sound and helping me sweat out there. And I'm like, you're right. I will absolutely get to play a few. So,
Well, that's good. And we know part of the mission of Front Porch Jams is raising money for local causes during each of your jams through the summer season. And who will Friday night's jam be benefiting?
So our host, Marsha Lawrence, has chosen the Prophic Aquatic Research and Outreach Center at ESU. And so the Outreach Center there includes some free monthly science Saturday and pre-K science story time programs. And so all the donations to that center support educational displays and are free for visitors in the area to enjoy and help people learn about a variety of environmental and ecological topics. I was a biology teacher. My husband is a conservationist, and we come from a family of botanists and conservationists. And so this work is really critical to our local environment and to keeping our water quality as tip-top as it can be. As we know, in Lyon County and Emporia, we're very proud of our water quality. But it brings awareness to native plants and the flora and fauna that are really vital to this area in the beautiful, you know, Flint Hills that we have here.
You know, and, you know, this also kind of brings to mind here, who gets a chance to say where the money goes? Let me ask you that.
Well, so the hosts of the jams really
they
choose.
They do that. Got it.
Yeah, they choose what the cause is. And, you know, it's got to be meaningful to them and meaningful to their people. And as long as it's local and doing some good work, we're pretty much in favor of it. So.
And the Prophet Center's got a pretty cool event coming up here. Actually, this weekend on Saturday, they have a Creatures of the Night activity, which is coming up from 8 to 9:30, which should be a lot of fun for folks.
Yes, and 8 to 9:30 sounds like a better time at night.
Well, Gina, again, Gina Sheeby previewing Front Porch Jams. It'll be this Friday. Again, it's moved to VFW Post Number 1980 on Graphic Arts Road, 7 p.m. on Friday. And money's raised for great causes. And how does the money get raised? Is it a donation, Gina?
Absolutely. So the show is free. So when you show up to the VFW, you're welcome to just come in and enjoy the show. And then we will pass a hat. We'll ask for donations that night, give what you feel like you are able. And then we'll get to hear from some people from the Parrick Center, the Prophet Aquatic Center, to talk about their work for a few minutes and let us know just how important it is and where that money goes directly. So and that's all handled through the Emporia Community Foundation. So you can give knowing that it's going to a trusted source and that they will distribute the funds to the center.
Well, I can't let you go without rewinding here for just a moment, Gina.
Okay.
You started Front Porch Jams in June, and what a launch you had to the summer season. That was a great evening, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Barry and Nina Williams, Joni Black, I mean, I'm like Craig and Joni Black, Dawn, they all put on such a beautiful event, three houses together on Crestview Lake, and we raised $2,190 for the USC 252 honor flight. We had about 130, 150 people in attendance. It was huge and just an incredible lineup of musicians as well. So it couldn't have gone better. We we were overwhelmed and just blown away by the response, and so glad to see it growing. And that it was just you could look across the audience, and it was all ages. Yeah. We had little kids running, you know, out there just kind of sitting on blankets and snacks, and then, you know, people from all ages just sitting out and enjoying that. And what a great way to kick off the season. Cannot thank those families enough for letting us host and do that there. So,
well, let's do it again at the VFW.
Yeah,
here
let's
this
do it
Friday
again.
Night. All right.
Let's pack the house.
All right. Did we leave anything out here, Gina?
I don't think so. Just thank you so much, KVOE. You are such an incredible resource for the whole community, for whatever anyone's doing. But just from my corner of it, I really appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you, Gina. We appreciate that. And see you Friday.
All right. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, thanks. Gina Sheevy, lead organizer, Front Porch Jams of Lyon County, again, 7 to 10 p.m. It'll be at the VFW due to, you know, the extreme heat we're experiencing. On Graphic Arts Road, Chuck.
Yes, and if you want to be part of our morning show and our slate of interviews, please feel free to let us know. This week is full. Next week is filling up rapidly. So wanted to pass that along and let you guys know that we do have right now a newsmaker spot. Next available is a week from tomorrow, August 3rd. So if you want on the schedule, call us 620-342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Tomorrow we'll be focusing on the Newman Regional Health Volunteers meet and greet. We'll be joined by a Newman Regional Health Volunteers, Marsha Law and Lynn Lang, Scholarship Chair and Volunteer President, talking about exactly what's going to be taking place here this week.
And I turned that button on there. Hey, and our newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. 7:32, sunshine, 82 degrees. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Poirier Golf Course. Saturday tournament season is gearing up for us.